Thanks for joining us here at Generation Church North Georgia, where our desire is to bring people of all generations into a fresh relationship with God. If your life has been impacted by our teaching and you would like to share your story, please visit us online at generationchurchnga.org, where you will find the Share Your Story link. There you can also find more information about our church and an archive of past sermons. Thanks again for joining us, and we pray you be encouraged by today's message.
But the Lord led me this week. The fact is, it was probably Wednesday morning. And the Lord's been dealing with me all week on this. Let me read just the book of Joshua. I wanted to condense this, but there was no way that I could. I'm going to read the first 9 verses because it's almost one verse in one sense. Listen to this. And after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now that therefore rise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place, this is the vision, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and be of good courage, for to this people shalt thou divide an inheritance, the land which I swear unto their fathers to give to them. Only be thou strong and be very courageous, that thou mayest observe and do all of the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou shalt observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. I want to use for a thought this morning, completing a bold vision. Completing it. I believe it's the word of the Lord for Generation Church, for this hour, for this moment. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I need the aid of the Holy Spirit as I've never had it before, Father. Give me the tongue of the learned that I would speak these words in season and in wisdom. Father, with effectiveness that the anointing brings. I trust in you this morning, Father. But I pray to end of this, Father, thy kingdom come and your will be done. May your purposes be fulfilled in Generation Church and in every life that is in this building, in every life that will ever come into this building. And Father, we give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tell the person next to you as you're seated, be bold. Tell them to be bold. When God gives assignments or visions, I'll use a lot of words interactively today, as long as my voice holds up pretty good. God does not base his vision or his assignment on you. Memo time, right? God doesn't base it on you. He doesn't base it on your strengths. He doesn't base it on even your weaknesses. I've never had God consult me and ask me, was it okay if he did what he would do in my life? Never. I'm waiting. I don't think it's going to happen. But I had the Holy Spirit speak so poignantly to me. He said, God bases it on who he is and what his capabilities are. Amen. That takes me out of the picture. That the vision, the assignment that God has given me in my life, he didn't say, okay, Darrell, we didn't have a conference one day, say, do you think you can do this? Do you think you have the education? Do you think you have the talents? Do you think that you have the abilities, everything you need to accomplish? I've got a big vision for you. Do you think you can do that? But God said he came in and spoke things into me and said, I'm basing it on what I can do in your life and what I am able to do. That's how come, listen to this right here, when he gives us a vision or an assignment, it will always be bold. Because it's bigger than what we are, because God doesn't send things to our life that is on the scope and the size that we're on or where we live at. So anytime we encounter that, see, in the natural realm, probably most of you, if God has really spoken to you, whatever he has spoken to you, it is overwhelming. It is bigger than what you can do. It is greater than you could ever fathom of anything in your life. It is just to the point that literally it almost knocks you down. God, what am I going to do with this? Lord, don't you know who I am? Don't you understand who you're talking to? That's really where it comes down to, of how we got to look at things. Such was a case of Moses' life. Moses had on his life from the very beginning, and I want you to know this, your assignment was assigned to you not when you was 18, 19, 20 years old. It was assigned before you was ever birthed in your mother's womb. God didn't wait to see how you was going to turn out. He didn't wait to see if you was going to make mistakes or get things right or everything else right. Before you was ever formed, before your mom and your daddy come together, God already knew you. And he said, I got an assignment for your life. That's the power, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Moses, he had a delivering anointing on his life. Why do you think whenever he saw the Egyptian that was abusing the Jewish slave that he killed him? It was the delivering anointing, but it was in the wrong context. Because that deliverance was in him. Some of you don't understand how come you do things the way you do it. I do. It's because the anointing that God has put in your life. Maybe you don't have it in the right context that it needs to be right now. But see, Moses had a call on his life to set a nation at liberty. But do you realize the call of God always has problems? Always. Problem is, he's got no army. He has no generals. He has no spies. He has no secret service that he has. He has no political connections that he has no senators or congressmen that he can call up and say, can you get me a visitation with the leaders that I need? He's got no money to finance his ambitions. That's what God does to us. Does he do you that way like he does me? He's given us no stuff to do with talking about a bold assignment. That this bold assignment was, he was going to be sent to the greatest nation on the face of the earth and go before the leaders of that nation and demand that they would set their slaves free, which would in essence destroy the economy of Egypt. He's going to go up there and he's going to tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Moses understood how big it was. He understood that this task was so overwhelming, and he asked God, he said, Lord, okay, if I go down there, who am I going to tell them that has sent me? And I love God's response. He said, you just go and tell them I am that I am. You let them know that Jehovah God, the God that exists all by himself, that needs nobody else to prop him up, the God has all power in the earth and the universe, that is the God that has sent you to be down there. And I believe he told Pharaoh, the God that sent me is the one that created the very ground that you are standing on. I want you to know this morning, we serve a great God today, and our God is still in control of everything that's going on. Somebody should give him a praise because of that. But then I began to realize, and I had the Holy Spirit begin to speak to me, that visions sometimes, that we have to learn that visions come in parts. I said, Holy Spirit, what are you talking about? Oh, I know it's all one big vision, but sometimes we have to realize that there are parts of a vision. This literally, when God began to speak to Moses, was part one of the big vision. Because the vision was so bold, how could Israel be a nation except it would first become free? You got to get them free before you can lead them. How many of you know if you got somebody bound up in chains and they're tied up, you cannot lead them anywhere until first you get them set free? So, see, you can't lead a nation to a promised land that's held captive. You've got to get things in the right order. I'm going somewhere with this. You've got to get everything lined up in the exact place that it needs to be. And we see in Exodus 3 that God spoke to Moses and said, Moses, I've heard the cries of my people. I know them. And see, God meets Moses at the burning bush at Mount Sinai. And when he is there, and Moses, see, you got to understand that a burning bush was nothing unusual. But what was unusual, the word said, is that the bush was not consumed. Amen. There was that fire that was in the bush, and it just kept burning and kept burning. And God began to speak to him, and he said, Moses, this is your call. This is your vision. I want you to go down, Moses, because I've given you a delivering anointing. It's on your life. And sometimes maybe you don't see what God sees, but can I tell you, you need to follow what the Lord is telling you to do. Moses didn't see it. He didn't know that. And God understood that there was places in his life that he just wasn't sure of. And do you realize this? That God gives him reassurances that Moses never asked for. The Lord looks at him and said, Moses, I'm going to be with you. And then he volunteers him something that I had overlooked for so long and so much time. And here's what he said. I'm going to give you something that you can gauge that I'm with you. How many of you would like to have something like that? I've started on some journeys like, Lord, I just need to know that you're there. Give me a sign. Give me a wonder. Give me something that I've never seen. Because here's what he wanted him to know. That Moses, if this happens, I want you to know it's me. I want you to know that I was the one that led you. I want you to know that I was the one that told you what to do. And here's what he told him. He said, Moses, he said, here will be the proof that I did that. You will come back to this very mountain, and you're going to worship me in this mountain. He said, that is your sign. If God is in this, if God is really doing this, I want some of you to know here this morning that if God is really in what he is telling you to do, God is able to show you exactly you're going the right direction, doing the right. There's been many a day, me pastoring this church, I said, God, I need a sign. I need to know I'm going the right way. Let me know that I'm not missing it. Let me know that I'm hearing from you. And God will always provide you with a means and a mechanism that you know that you're getting it right. He said, Moses, if it's really me, you're going to come back here one day. You're going to be here. You know what it was to be? It was going to be a faith builder. You got to know God's going to give you some faith builders. Some things along your way that's going to build you up, that's going to pump you up, that's going to lift your faith up. And you're going to say, yes, Lord, I know it's that. It was a bold vision that Moses had. And listen, you know the guy believes God because he's heading down to Egypt with a staff in his hand. You meet Moses. Moses, what you going to do? I'm going to go set the children of Israel free. How ridiculous do you look? You going along, nobody with you, no army, no anything that you've got. You've got a staff in your hand, and you said, I'm going to do this. But can I tell you, when Moses got down to Egypt, when he got back down there before Pharaoh, God backed him up with signs and wonders and miracles that had never, ever been seen on the face of this earth. And whenever he began to lead them through that night of the Passover, they marched up to the Red Sea, and we got a problem here. We got a sea that we need to go over, and there's nobody to build a bridge. How many of you know you don't need a bridge builder? When you got God Almighty on your side, he'll make a way in a wilderness when you don't have a way. And he said, Moses, if you'll just raise that staff up, I'll part that Red Sea for you. Somebody needs to know here this morning, God will part your Red Seas for you. You might be up against an obstacle right now, and you don't know how it's going to happen. And the word said this, and they crossed over on dry land, and the army drowns. But God is not a partway God. So here's what the Lord does. He brings him back to Mount Sinai to worship there, which is proof that God is able to fulfill every promise he has ever made for you and I in our lives. And Moses said there, yes, God, you've been faithful and you've done exactly what you said you would do. Now part two. That's sometimes when the rubber really meets the road. How many of you know, we're always talking about catching the tiger by the tail, but you ever heard what you're going to do with the tiger when you catch him? That's kind of what this situation's like. Yeah, you went down and you got them free. Now what you going to do with them? You know, it's kind of like saying, I want to start a church. You got it. Like, oh, now what you going to do with it? What you going to do for all them people in the church? What you going to do for all them visions that are out there? What you going to do for all them crazy people that show up on Sunday morning and Tuesdays and Wednesdays? That's what you got to look at. Now you got them free, you got to get them to the promised land. Because just part of the vision has been fulfilled. It's a bold vision. Can you imagine? You've got 2 to 3 million slaves. You've got to herd them in the same direction. You're going to make a great nation out of them. You understand that they've been slaves. They don't know how to read. They don't know how to write. They don't know how to do a lot of things. They have no military training. They have no weapons. They got no colleges. They got no universities. They don't have anything. They have no think tanks. They have no economists that says this is where you need to invest and this is what you do. I want you to understand how big and how bold this vision is that God said, I'm going to take a bunch of slaves and I'm going to make a great nation out of them. I'm going to place them into a land. I'm going to tell you, that's a big job. But see, That's all the things that people think it takes to make a great nation. Whatever it takes, you won't know what it takes to make a great nation. It takes having a great God is what it takes to have a great nation. You can have a bold vision, but you've got to have it right. And one of the things, I had the Holy Spirit speaking, and he said this, we here in the United States, we need to get back to our roots of what it takes to have a great nation. Our forefathers landed in the wilderness of the East Coast, and they had a bold vision that there would be a nation that would be free to serve God. Any person, any time, anywhere, anything they wanted to do. I'm telling you, there was a bold vision one day about a nation that is free to worship God. And I want to tell you, I'm still for the vision of the United. I don't think God's finished with this yet. I don't think it's done and over. I think there's still things we got to do to bring about the purposes of God in this nation. See, God Jehovah is what makes us great. It's not politics. It's not Donald Trump. It's not Joe Biden. It's not a Democrat. It's not a Republican. It's not a Libertarian. It's not a no-name label. I don't care what you want to call it. I fly under the flag of the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty, that He is the one that we've got to go after. He'll make us a great nation again. God allowed Moses to finish part one successfully, to build his faith for part two. See, what many of you don't understand, you go through certain challenges and God is using that as a faith builder in your life. Say, yeah, God, I did that. It was good. You need those moments. You need those moments where you can sit back and say, yes, Lord, it was good. I enjoyed your presence. I enjoyed doing that. But what part one does, it readies us for part two. And this is where I'm wanting to move into this morning. Success is not to build an ego, but it's to prepare us is what it's for. God is beginning to do great things here in Generation Church. There are signs and wonders and miracles. There are lives that are being set free. There are people that are being born into the kingdom. And there's so much good that is being happening. But can I tell you, that is not that we can go out and brag and say, oh, wow, look at Generation Church. No, what that's about, we can look at how great our God is. It's not about building an ego, but it's about building a track record that our God is faithful and He's going to see us through everything that we have been going through. I want you to know right now that God is getting ready to do some great things here in Generation. He's been doing some little stuff that has been breaking, but I want to put you on notice. There's about to be some big stuff that's going to start breaking out at Generation Church because God has already shown what He can do. And see, here's what you would think. And this is a place we got to be careful. You would think of all, after all the great miracles, after all the events that Moses has been through, seeing God's faithfulness, opening a Red Sea, doing all of this, you would think that it would be easy to do the will of God. Right? You would think that, oh my God, I got this. This is a cinch. God has already showed me everything that I could, that I've got everything in place to do the will of God. But Moses fell short. Moses fell short of it. Because what Moses did, Moses put things in the kingdom on cruise control, and he thought it would just happen. What happened to Moses, if you're not careful, will happen to a church. It will be there, and it can happen to us if we're not careful, because God just begins to move, and God just begins to work, and we have amazing praise and worship, and we have amazing prayer team, and everything that takes place in this church is amazing. The parking lot, and the ushers, everything, our kids' ministry. But if you're not careful, you can't put it on cruise control and just say, oh God, it's just going to happen. Because it's not just going to happen. It's just not going to be there. And that's what Moses did. Because see, God, what He had done in Moses' life, God had decided to do the same miracle a different way. And I want to put some of you on notice this morning. You start getting this religious spirit of, okay, God, we got it figured out. This is how you're going to do it. And God told Moses, He said, listen, you struck the rock before, but I want you to speak to it this time. And instead, Moses went up and he struck the rock. And yes, water still come out of it. And it still looked religious and it still looked good, but it was not the plan of God. I wanted you to know this morning, I'm in for the plan of God. If God said do it this way this Sunday and do it another way next Sunday, we're going to change on how God does it, because I don't need religion. I don't need the same old way doing it over and over again. I want to do it God's way where I can have God's blessing in my life. This is what the Holy Spirit spoke. Old methods don't work in a new season when God's changed the order. And that messes with most church people. Because we are creatures of habit. We want everything to go the same way, to do it over and over and over, because repetition is comfortable. But can I tell you, God's not worried about your comfort. It does not even factor into when He thinks about stuff is your comfort. But that's where they got. And God, what He had done, He barred him from the promised land. So here's what it means. Somebody else has got to carry the vision. There's a big, bold vision that is out there that God is doing. There's a big one. See, I want you to know this morning that God's plan will be carried out. God's plan for North Georgia will be carried out. It will happen. It's going to happen one way or the other. But here's what you got to decide. Will you be part of it or not? Is it going to be somebody else that fulfills your part? Or are you going to be the one that fulfills a part that God has called you to do? Because Mordecai told Esther, said, Esther, you got the gifting, you got the look, you got everything you need to bring about the purposes of God. You're set up at the right time in the right place. But if you refuse, God will raise up another. Generation Church, I want to tell you this of the Holy Spirit. If we refuse to follow the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to tell you, I don't know of anything. I don't know if anybody's going left field, right field, going crazy. But I've come this morning with a word of caution to let every one of you know. Anytime we get out of sources, no, Lord, we're not going to do it that way. God is able to raise up another. I've said this multiple times from this pulpit. That Generation Church was not the first choice. This pastor was not the first choice. You know why I'm here this morning? I'm here because somebody else blew it, because somebody else missed it. But I have purposed in my heart this morning that I will not miss it. Generation Church will not miss it. I want to tell you, North Georgia needs a church that will be on fire for God with the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And my mind is made up that we will be the ones that see revival break out in North Georgia. That's where my heart is this morning. Lord, I know it's a big vision, but that's what I want to see today. Do I have anybody in the house that's with me this morning? God's plan's going to be carried out. All the time, God had been preparing a Joshua generation. Some of you have been wondering, Lord, why? What's happened to me? I've been put on a shelf. I've been put back here. This hadn't happened, and this hasn't taken place. But I want you to know, they're just saying, like Joshua was all the way back before Moses ever died, Joshua made the statement, we are well able to go into that promised land. I love it when I hear comments from person after person in this church. Pastor, we're well able. Let's do it. Go for it, Pastor. Do it. I'm behind you. I'm right there with you. Let's go for it. I want you to know, I've listened to you. We're going for it is what we're going to do. We're not going to back. Listen, we're going to put the hammer down is what we're going to do. We're not backing up for one little thing. We're saying, Lord, we're going for you with everything that we've got. But did you know God's just had a generation in waiting? And that generation is not a generation of age. That is a generation of thought. It's a generation of spirit is what it is. God's plan will happen. Listen, I want you to understand this. Moses' age was a time of miracles and great happenings. They had never seen anything like it before, the nation of Israel hadn't. But the bold vision had not been completed. Even though they had seen many great things. See, God had set the bar of what it meant to be completed. He laid out the boundaries. It'll be Lebanon. It'll be the river Euphrates. It'll be the Great Sea. And they hadn't been there yet. So it tells me that the bold vision was yet to be completed. He said, this is what you're going to do. Wherever your feet go, God said, that is what you shall possess. That is what is going to be yours. See, and nothing short of that would be fulfillment. Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, this very same truth is for our area. Where we are living in North Georgia. And this humbled me when the Lord began to speak to this. Can I tell you, many a great person has come through the North Georgia area. God has raised up many ministries in there through the years. I'm 61 years of age, and I can remember ministry after ministry after ministry that God has raised up, but for some reason, they would fall short, and they went before us, and they've done great things, and they saw some victories in their life, but there is more to be done. I want you to know that the end has not been reached yet, and I believe that the mantle is falling on Generation Church, and it's falling on your... Some of you, you know you've been separated. You know that God has spoken. You know, you've been feeling that itch on the inside of you. God, I'm just ready. I'm ready to, is this really the place that I can find my purpose and my niche in the Holy Ghost? You know my answer? Yes. This is a place you can find your niche in the Holy Ghost. And if you want to go for it, I'm saying let's go for it and let's achieve what God's called us to do. Many people have been before us. And it's a humbling fact to think that if Moses can miss it, I could miss it. Because see, that's what keeps us out of arrogance. That's what keeps us out of the place of, oh, well, we got it, we got it, we got it, we good, we good, we got it. You better be careful. Moses didn't make it in. There is a bold vision, the Holy Spirit said. There is still a bold vision that the Holy Spirit has for North Georgia. I believe that there is to be a move of God that literally affects air. I believe it's to affect the school system. I believe it's to affect the economy. I believe it's to affect the policing and everything. Listen, do you not know that the police would love it? That they say, let's just call somebody from Generation Church and get them to pray. And let's get some things worked out. Let's get some homes fixed up. Let's get some radical stuff happen. I want you to know, God is called Generation Church not to be a church that is sitting on the wayside, but He's called us to be an influencing force in this community that is able to change the direction of where this North Georgia is going. Amen. It's a bold vision. If God has called you to cross your Jordan into uncertain promised land to fulfill your vision, nothing short of crossing the Jordan will bring fulfillment. The problem has been that we've accepted second best. Lord, I can see it. I'm not content to see it. I'm not content to look over there and say, boy, that looks good. I'm not content to look and say, oh, God, I hear about it. Where my spirit is at this morning and what the Holy Spirit is burning in on, I have not been called to sit on the sidelines. I've not been called to be second string and third string. All God has is first string number. All He's got is a bunch of starters. He's called you to be in, active, doing what God has called you to be. And I'm here to tell you today, that's where I'm at today. Father, we're ready to go and move forward into bold vision for you in North Georgia this hour. But the vision, Joshua had the same vision. We can possess the land. We can do it. But his vision had been put on hold for 40 years. But I still read where the word says, write the vision. Make it plain. Though it tarry, it might not be happening exactly the way you thought it would. It might not be happening in the time frame that you thought it was going to be happening. But though it tarry, he said, wait for it. For in the end, it shall speak and it shall not lie. You might be through a season of delay in your life. But the Holy Spirit has sent me in here this morning to tell you that delay does not mean denial. I want to tell somebody today, your hour and your time has come. God has elevated you and moved you into a place. It's time to get started once again. Again in the kingdom, the season of delay. I heard in my spirit, the season of delay is over. It's time to be about the Father's business in your life. It's time to say, Lord, what do you want me to do? I'm ready to move for you. Amen. See, this is what the Lord said to me. The Holy Spirit was just giving others a chance till He got you ready. He's working on you. I'll let them try it, but I got somebody really getting ready. How many of you know, how many of you here have been in the fire? Anybody else? I think I live in it. In our text, God was making a fresh visitation to Joshua, just as He's doing us today for some of you. I pray that my voice through the Holy Spirit is a fresh visitation to you of what you can know that God can do to reawaken that vision in your life. He was doing it. God is still speaking. Verses 1 through 9, as we read, it's our text. All God is doing, He said, I'm reconvening the season. And I heard that in my spirit this week. The Holy Spirit said, I'm reconvening the season for North Georgia. I'm reconvening the season that you've been waiting for the times and the moments. See, because the plan of God has not changed. It is still the very same thing. And I feel this, the mantle is falling fresh on every one of us today. And God is reassuring us that this is what I'm about to do. And this is the thing that is taking place. And the very first thing He tells to Joshua, He declares His faithfulness. God says, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. I had the Holy Spirit begin to speak to me. What God was really letting Joshua know is that God's not the problem in the vision.
God said, I've been the same every day. I've been the same everything that I've been going through. I want every one of you here to know this morning that God is a faithful God. And if there's been any detours in your life, it's not been because God missed it. It's because you allowed yourself to be manipulated and moved in the wrong areas. I've had to take this stuff and apply it to my life. I'm like, Lord, why did it take me 61 years to get where I'm at today? He said, because you're stupid. You made a bunch of dumb mistakes. You went down a bunch of side streets that you didn't have to go down. You did all this stuff. I've been there all the time. I've been waiting for you just to get yourself straightened up and get yourself in the place that you need to be. And I'm here to tell some of you that the Holy Spirit is just like the word He gave. He is just waiting on you to get your stuff straightened up. And when you do, you'll start feeling the hand of the Holy Ghost beginning to move on you once again. You'll feel that anointing return back to your life, because I want you to know today is the day, it's the season, it's the moment, it's the hour that God is wanting to use you. He let them know, I've not went anywhere. I've always been there. God said, I'll back you up. I'll be there. I have the resources you need. It's my plan. I'll watch after it. I will be the one that does it. God was saying that I am no different one generation to the other generation. I'm the very same. I don't change. Can I tell you, if God has ever done it once, He will do it again in your life. If you've ever seen a miracle of God, He'll keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. But you've got to keep yourself in the place to where God can keep working for you. So how do I complete a bold vision? Give you just a couple things here. We're going to pray. Number one, you've got to realize that now is the time. The day's come. It's happened. The day is here. It has arrived. You know what he told Joshua? Moses is dead. Some of you need to put on your refrigerator, Moses is dead. I will explain. Do you realize he spent the first two verses explaining to Joshua that Moses is dead? He's no longer here. So can I tell somebody that you've been tied, and I have to say it because you're tied into this ministry and that ministry, and you've got to love this. Can I tell you, God's moved on past that. You need to move on. Moses is dead. Moses is not coming back. He's there. What you have to understand is you got to identify a shift has happened. It has happened. It is no longer the same. You are not at the same. Listen, this is March the 10th of 2024. This is not 2020, 2021, or 2022. This is the day that you have today. And there's been a shift. And I won't tell somebody, you better get in with the program because it's going on. And there's been a shift that has happened. He's gone. See, I'm just going to give you this as the Holy Spirit gave this to me. Some of you had some good leaders and mentors. And thank God for that. Thank God for the people that God has put in your life. I have sat under some of the best ministries in the United States, some of the local pastors that have been here, been some of the most powerful men that knew the Word of God in and out and up and down. But you have to understand this, they're not coming back. I've had some mentors in my life, they're on the glory, and God's not going to raise them back up. It's good thinking, and I thank God for it, and that is good. But some of you are called in a place of grief. I'm just telling you what the Lord's about to tell me. You're, oh my God, it's never going to be the same. It's never going to be the same again because our great forefathers went on, and it's never going to happen. Oh God, I just love this pastor. I just love this ministry. And you're in a place of grief. Holy Spirit spoke to me and said this. Some of you even pouting about it. You throwing temper tantrums. I don't like it. I'll go to our generation church. I don't like it. Got your foot dug in the sand. God's having to drag you the whole way about it. And you're just like, okay, Lord, I'll show up, but I don't like going over there, blah, 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 blah. Get over it. That's what the Holy Spirit told me to tell you. Get over it. Get over it. The kingdom is not going to stop because you're mad, because you're upset, because you're grieving, because you don't like what the Holy Ghost is doing. I come here as Pastor Generation Church to tell you today, get it in line or watch out. The train is pulling out of the station without you, and my mind is made up. I am on that train and I'm going, and I don't care what you do. Thank you, Jesus. Moses is dead. The good old days aren't coming back. It's not going to happen as much as you wish it, as much as you want it, as much as you say, oh Lord, I could just, if you would just give me a few deja vu moments. It's not going to happen. My God is a God of today and a God of tomorrow. He's not worried about yesterday. He's got a purpose. He's got a bold vision for Generation Church and for your life. And it's time to get in line with the program that God's got for us. Oh, I'll move. Oh, get ready in just a second. So I'll have to need some help. So what do I do? Same thing that God told Joshua. Arise and get up. How long are you going to sit there with arms crossed and folded? Bad attitude. It's a new day. God's got a bold plan for your life. Today's a new day. The vision didn't die because Moses died. He didn't die because of that. He didn't die because there's been a generational change. It's our time, Generation Church. It's time for a new generation that God is calling people from zero to 100 years of age to get in with what He is doing today. Listen, the Lord spoke that God is raising up some Davids that will replace Sauls that have lost the anointing. And my mind is made up. I will carry a David anointed in my life and whatever that means, because I'm not going to go through life without an anointing in my life. And if it means leaving the kingdom of Saul, then see you, Saul. I'm out of here. I'm all in for what David's going to do, because I want the anointing of the Holy Ghost in my life, in my ministry, in my home, and in everything that I do. And I'm saying, God, let the anointing of the Holy Ghost come to North Georgia through Generation Church. Hallelujah. Number three, receive. Oh, go ahead and come. Receive the fresh vision in a fresh manner for yourself. Can I tell you, it's not a burden to carry the anointing. Receive it. God spoke fresh to Joshua. He spoke to him for that moment, for that hour. It was his time to receive. It was the same word. I want you to hear this morning. This is important for somebody. It was the same word, but it had now become personal to him. God is speaking a word, and it might be a word that you've heard at different times, but it is to be personal for you. God is saying, I want to make it fresh. He didn't say, okay, Joshua, you got the stuff, everything. Moses said, no, let me talk to you, Joshua. I want you to know the Lord wants to know where you're at, what you're doing. It was given to him the same word. He said, where your feet go, Joshua, where you go. Can I tell you, some of you are shaking off things of families, of people, of stuff, of reputation. The Lord said, it's not going to be all that stuff. It's going to be you. It's going to be you. It's your feet. You're going to see it. You're going to do it. He told him, he told us, go into the world. The same boundaries are there. He said, Joshua, the vision's not fulfilled yet, because they hadn't crossed the Jordan yet. They hadn't been up to Lebanon. They hadn't been down to the great river of Euphrates. They hadn't been to the great sea. It's not done yet. Generation Church, I want you to know that the vision's not done yet. It's still fresh. It's still on God's mind. And here's what you have to do. Number four, you got to receive the promises of the vision. Here's what it said. No man will be able to stand before you. I want you to know, however inadequate or whatever you think you might be, the Holy Spirit has promised nobody's going to be able to take you down. Because of your lack of, because you feel like you can't accomplish it. What did the Word say? No weapon that is formed against you. He said, I will be with you. In other words, I will have God's comfort and guidance in my life. You will be in ministry. You need God's comfort and guidance in your life. You're going to fulfill that plan. He said, I will not fail you. In other words, He was saying, you're going to have God's miracle power backing you up. You're going to need it. If the church world in general ever needed God's miracle power, it's now. It is now. There is no other route to take. That's all that we have. He said, I will not forsake you. In other words, there's a promise that whatever you do, if you launch out in that bold vision, you're going to live in His presence. Lord, I'm ready for it. Ready for it. That's what God will do, but what must you do? Be strong and be courageous. When others fail, you must rise above. He said, Joshua, all these things before us, what I'm going to do. But you got some things you got to do. Don't back down because it gets tough. because it gets hard, because it gets difficult, because not everybody likes what you do. Don't do that, Joshua. Here's what the Holy Spirit spoke to me. It takes bold people to carry a bold vision. It takes bold people to carry a bold vision. They that know their God, the Word said, will do great exploits. You got to follow the plan. He said, observe the law. You got to do it God's way. Don't get distracted. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. Whatever I tell you to do, wherever I tell you to go, the Lord says, that's what I want you to do. He said, don't get distracted. So many distractions are coming at us. So many distractions. Can I tell you? Let me just pop this. I wouldn't even plan on this. We're about to be bombarded in a political season that is going to be vile, nasty, dirty, like we've never seen. I'm going to tell you how to vote. Get in the book and find out what God says. Then you can turn the rest of it off and don't worry about what they say. Just look at what God says it's to be. But I'm telling you, we are about to be hit with distractions like we've never seen before. But because the enemy knows that we have got a plan that God has got in our life. And he's going to do everything he can to try to stop that in your life. He's going to hit you with everything coming and going in your life. But I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm warning you, don't let it happen. Speak the right things, he says. Don't let the law depart out of your mouth. Then number four, think on the right things. Meditate on it. You know, if you don't like Jesus, you probably won't be around me. Because I'm probably going to be talking about it. It's my meditation. I think about it. I can't help it. It's in me. You know, it's in me. Yeah, I'm one of them. Somewhere we're going to have a conversation. We're going to be talking about Jesus. We're going to be talking about the Holy Ghost. We're going to be talking about signs, wonders, miracles. It's just going to happen. Why? Because that's the mandate of the Holy Spirit. I got a bold vision that I've got to fulfill. The Lord said, don't let your mind lose it. Don't let it become secondary. Let it be what I want to do in your life. Stand with me over the house. Last thing he said, have not I commanded you to be strong? Literally, I looked that up and here's what it says. Seize the moment. It might not come back. Generation Church, we're in a season of the moving of the Holy Spirit. I don't want to lose it. I want to seize the moment. He said it's a time to arise. It's time to do. It's going to take some bold people. It's going to take some places where you got to get outside of yourself. You have to quit worrying about what people think about you. You have to quit worrying about all this stuff. Listen, it's got to be a vision that is focused. Lord, this is a bold vision. I got to go for you. This is what I want to do. This is where I feel that you're pulling me. And here's what I said. Don't be afraid. I know it's big. Listen, church, you think I don't feel the weight of it? It's big. We're trying to get there. I'm like, Lord, I quit praying about the weather. I said, look, God, you know. This church is found. Everybody asked me, what about the foundation? Like, you just talk about the rain. I don't know. Here's the place I'm at. I don't know when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, when they're going to get it in. I don't know. But I'm okay with it. You know why? Because he knows. And out of the two of us, it's more important that he knows than I know. It's kind of the conclusion I come to. That, Lord, as long as you know, I'm good for it. I'm ready. But I want some of you to know this morning, God is calling you out. He's got your number. This is your time. This is your season. This is your moment. There is a bold vision ahead of you. Some of you, God is calling into ministries. I'm not going to tell you what your ministry is. I don't know, but the Holy Spirit will tell you that. But there's a bold vision that is there. But here's my question for you this morning. Are you ready to complete the bold vision? Are you ready to complete the bold vision? Some of you, here's what it's going to require. I did plan it. It's going to require some changes on some of your parts. You're going to have to do some changes. You're going to have to reprioritize some things. You're going to have to get some stuff in order if you're going to fulfill what God wants you to do. I don't want to get in front of the Lord one day and say, well, you know, Daryl, you could have done this. You know, I had it planned for you to do that, but because you didn't reprioritize your life, you missed that. I want to hear him say, well done, Daryl. You did all of it. You got it all. Everything I wanted you to do, brother, you got it and good. I say, yes, Lord. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. But I want that for every one of you too. Every head bowed across this building. Pastor, I've got a bold vision. God's given me some of it, Pastor, I can't even tell people because nobody believe it. But I want to complete it. I want it to happen. I want it to be fulfilled in my life. I want it to take place. If that's you, I want to see your hand. I've got a bold vision. I got some things that God's will. I know the Holy Ghost has spoke to me. I know it's there. And I'm ready to complete it. Whatever I have to do, it doesn't matter what it takes. It doesn't matter what I have to, whatever shifts or changes I need to make, that Lord, I'm ready for the bold vision to happen in my life. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm ready. If that's you, if you're really serious, you mean, I want you to come out in a step of faith. I want you to come stand on this front. We're going to pray together. I want some bold people who got some bold visions.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's message from Generation Church, North Georgia. Please stay connected with us by subscribing to our podcast and help us to spread the good news of Jesus by sharing today's message with your friends. You can also connect with us on social media via Facebook or Instagram. Until next time, God bless.